Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose. I'm so happy to be here with you. I hope that we can enjoy this hour together. I just posted on Facebook. If you want to connect with me, there's a couple of ways. There is a Cynthia Rose Medium group that Brendan will let you into if you ask to join. Always appreciate it if you would like Cynthia Rose Medium. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel at Cynthia Rose Medium, and you will be notified when the next episode is up for your listening pleasure. If you happen to listen on iTunes, I'd love it if you'd give it a review or give it a rating so that people can know what it's all about. And you can check me out at CynthiaRoseMedium.com. Enough of that. I am grateful to connect with you if you're live. And you can call in at 1-202-570-7057, as well as Facebook. And if you're listening back, then welcome. Well, I've never been afraid of diving deep into myself and finding my answers. That being said, I've been afraid. I always think I'm the biggest chicken or the little chicken with big courage. I've always said that. I think if I could do it, anybody can. And I encourage you to join me today and strengthen your own knowing and listen in at a deeper level. And please feel free to post any questions. Today, I'm going to talk about bringing dark emotions to light and how to work with them. You know, so often we don't want to look at emotions that don't fit our love and light attitude. But for personal growth, this is really key. You know, when you do that, you'll find the gold within you. Aha, that's a line from my Possibilities song. And it'll lighten your energy field and free you from energy that's been holding you back. There's a lot of talk nowadays about, you know, raising our vibration and energy field. But, you know, good old-fashioned work of letting go of something that's been down in our craw or been holding on to, that's energy too. And letting go of that, well, it's kind of like taking the rocks out of your pocket so you can float. That's real. And it's funny, I have to confess that words, you know, often make it hard to describe or communicate that which is meaningful in regards to raising your vibration, being in that place. But hey, we're having a radio show, so the best I can do is words, best I can do for now. So let your light shine. Because your truth will set you free. Your truth. All of it. Not just the part that tells you that you're love and light and never mind any of that stuff you don't want to look at. Have you ever felt envious or jealous of someone's life? Ever felt sad that you don't have what they have? Perhaps you haven't related it to just a person, but a general feeling. Oh, I wish my life could be like that, with a heavy feeling or something like that. Well, I'm speaking to you. Now, it's pretty common that most people experience it at some point in their life. I know I certainly have. You know, I was wondering, maybe it started when I couldn't climb a tree that everybody else could. I was shorter, and well, I just couldn't get those legs to reach any higher. And there I stood at, I think I was 4 or 5. Everybody was climbing the tree, and I was down at the bottom because my leg just wouldn't reach any higher. It was just too high up even just to get on the tree there. So, then I was in gym class, and I couldn't run or twist or do what others could do. I was very flexible. I just didn't know it. I couldn't draw like others either. You know, I had to learn to accept my talents and my gifts and be me, right? I think we all go through that at some point. So when I began pondering this subject, it occurred to me that envy and jealousy, they're often intermingled or used as the same thing. And it doesn't matter to me, really. I can often understand what someone means when they're talking, but perhaps I'll just clarify for any wordsmiths out there. You know, according to the World Wide Web, the actual definition of envy is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck, or the desire to have a quality, a possession, or other desirable attributes belonging to someone else. And according to dictionary.com, jealousy, resentment against a rival, a person enjoying success or advantage, or against another's success or advantage. You know, a mental uneasiness from suspicion, a fear of rivalry, unfaithfulness, as in love. They seem very similar, don't they? Except, you know, jealousy is often solely given the title when it comes to human relationships. We don't usually say, I'm envious of someone, unless it's like, I think that's more like, I'll admit, wow, I envy you. But it's often said in a warm way. Of course, jealousy, we don't want to say, I'm jealous of you. I don't know what it is about that. So even though envy is often associated more with how someone is doing or having or being, I know that people have used that word jealousy in its place. So I might just use the word jealousy because I don't hear people saying envy a lot. Okay. So, but, you know, feeling jealous in a relationship, you know, that is a different subject beyond this show. But if that goes on for you, you know, there is issues of trust within yourself. You may legitimately not trust someone due to their behavior, but that's not what I'm covering today. That's really a whole other conversation. So, you know, in my life, I had the benefit of having a great astrologer mentor who helped me uncover issues that may have stood in the way of greater happiness. Yeah. Well, I found that there is great value in tackling topics that need to be uncovered, need to be cleared out. And, you know, envy, jealousy is not something that's talked about a lot, and most people wouldn't want to admit it. In fact, it's sort of swept under the carpet. You'll hear someone say in a judgmental way, oh, they're just jealous, or that kind of talk. But it's sort of, it's a deep down, you know, not acceptable. And I think as long as we as a collective make some emotions acceptable and others not, we stay stuck in terms of our evolution as people. No. So we don't want to be judged by others. We don't want to admit. But nobody's in your head right now, you're listening, maybe just take a moment for yourself here. You know, the truth is, it's all around, like the elephant, or, well, I hate to pin it on an elephant, it's the wild boar in the room waiting to charge. Sorry to wild boars everywhere, not that I've ever known one. But I think this is an important topic. And, you know, though I consider myself spiritual and not religious, I think there's a lot of wisdom brought to us through the ages. And I believe in this statement: what you bring forth will save you, and what you bury will destroy you. Now, that's a little bit modernized from how it is taken. It's from the Gospel of Thomas, which is said to contain wisdom teachings of Jesus. I believe Jesus was a good teacher, and I respect all paths to the top of the mountain. I think we can grow in many different ways, and it is, if it's our intent to grow to a more greater loving place, we can. And I believe that if we dig deep and listen, we all have access to spiritual truths and knowing. I'm no more smarter than you. You have the same wisdom. We all have the ability to be there. And when you get past all the stuff of mind and you listen, your knowing is there. My knowing spoke to me, returning to a freedom state of being, as I call it, would always feel like where I want to be. Again, words are hard here. You know, have you ever just known something? And you might describe it as a gut feeling. Although, maybe there is just a knowing, but it's not in good or bad. It's just like, I just know something. It doesn't have that good or bad or light or dark. You just know something. Because that's what I'm talking about. I was a truth seeker at an early age, and it is my intent to continue enjoy living from a place of awareness and knowing. And I'm a firm believer in reaching for a higher vibration and coming from a lighter place. But you don't have to figure out all of your stuff in your mind to get there, for sure. Because you're already beautiful and have access to that place within you that is so rich. It is also my experience, in my humble opinion, that if we bury emotions, then we are trapping emotions and we're carrying them around in us. Yeah, kind of like rocks in our pockets, right? But maybe we don't know they're there if we've carried them for so long. They wouldn't be in consciousness all the time, but they would certainly serve as filters through which we perceive our world. The way we, you know, like you've heard the term rose-colored glasses. And it becomes a challenge when what we are carrying in the mind-body is judging at some level. There are traps in that. And just from a scientist, 1980s, I heard the renowned scientist Candace Pert, who wrote Molecules of Emotion, speak about the discovery of polypeptide chains in the body that stored emotion. In other words, if you injured your knee, the memory of that could be in the knee brain, so to speak. The body stores memory. Now, that may seem like old school to some people now, but back then that was very revolutionary. And a number of years before then, I had gone to see a lady speak who was a healer. I don't think I even knew what she really did. I was like 17 when she was speaking, but she was so incredible. She would read people's auras and she was looking at their energy field. And she talked about this, how we hold things. And she talked, for me, what I remember, she talked about parents could sometimes be holding an energy intent for a child, which for me, that was really interesting. I wanted to explore that. And so she also talked about healing, and she really touched my heart. But then fast forward, well, it wasn't that many years later, I'm reading Candace Pert. Actually, it was called Healing in the Mind, I think, is where I first saw it. I read her book later. And so here was science kind of lining up with energy. And I was no stranger to energy work. And I've, in my past, through my own work, discovered that indeed energy imprints in our body. And we can also release this energy without effort, or we can also struggle through it. So I've done both. I'm here to say I have the badge, and there is a much easier way. If anything I say today helps you in any way, then I would be so happy and so glad for you. If anything doesn't fit for you in what I say today, then you're free to choose in what makes sense for you and what doesn't. But it is my humblest hope that in some way this will shed some light for you or trigger some inner knowing. So jealousy is what some would call a negative or low vibration emotion. Want to raise your vibration to a new level? This is important stuff in regards to that. If you buried jealous emotions, and you could be carrying these or reacting jealously in the moment, and you're holding yourself back from your own brilliance. So when we come back, let's talk about releasing it and moving on. Grab a glass of water. I look forward to reconnecting with you. Thank you so much.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back, and it's 2:22. Look at that. Okay. So if you want to be free, then the first step is very simple. Just admit it. Admit those feelings. Metaphorically speaking, You can't clear something out of the basement unless you admit that old box of mental junk is there. Tackle it head on and clear it out. If you've ever had the experience of trying to clear up upsetting feelings with someone, and perhaps them with you, you'll recognize that pretending this isn't there doesn't help a relationship. We simply can't clear what we're not conscious of or don't acknowledge. So let the light in. If you don't admit you're jealous, then you've buried it, or envy, and you may develop, I know I'm being silly here, a jealousy infection. It goes ignored and uncared for, and it may fester and become more than it ever really was to begin with. And then sometimes the complications, just to say that there, under that jealousy, there could be shame. So I'm not saying this is easy, but if this is going on, you got to start somewhere. Start where you are. Be honest, admit whatever feelings. If you're not happy for somebody else about what they have, then you carry some form of envy and jealousy. If you don't think of everyone in your life and you're happy for them, of things that are going good for them, then there's something you could really benefit from if you look at it and get to the core issue, then you shift your life. You begin to take its power away and bring it back to you. You know, and where does jealousy come from? It comes from feeling less than. It comes from failing to see your own beautiful soul. Why wouldn't you want to be anything but your beautiful self? When you think about it, no one can do that, only you. Why would you want to be anyone but you? Fear. Fear is expecting the worst. Fear is worry. Fear is anxiety. Fear is anger dressed up. And anger is fear, for sure, at some level. Fear can be false accusations appearing real. F-E-A-R. I learned that many, many years ago, and that you need to have some little way of reminding your brain when you get caught into these thinking processes. Everybody has fear. It's just that we all think our fear is different. And some people seem to thrive on fear. It motivates them to keep up or keep moving or doing. It's still fear. That being said, there are different fear reactions. I'm not a fear expert with a psychology degree. I'm just a girl who used to always say, I'm a big chicken with a lot of courage, or a little chicken with a big courage, something like that. But as long as you're caught up in it, I shouldn't have fear. Or just ignoring the fact that you're jealous, you're giving your own power away to that fear. You are not fear. Fear can be a mentally created thought process. Think about it. Worry, or repetitive worry. Wow. I received a doctorate in that before I realized it wasn't serving me, but rather a habit I had, and that just didn't serve me anymore. Now, I in no way mean to diminish the absolute terror that fear can bring. And some events that happen in our life are just huge to tackle. Not an expert on fear, but then no one is in the practical sense. Every fear response is a chance to redirect or correct our direction in some way. I am not going to tackle the right for you to have fear or not fear in a situation where your safety was in some way harmed, or I'm not talking about that. But I have heard and read many people that have learned to move past that. And I my hat's off. That's really difficult. Things, when they threaten our life, they take someone's life, that can be huge for us. There's no judgment there. But it can be fearful to admit you're jealous of others or envious, especially if it's important for you to be a good person or been raised to not admit weakness. There's a thousand reasons, I'm sure. So let's try this. Choose someone that you've envied or been jealous of, or maybe you didn't like because they seem to have something you don't. It's all fear. Jealousy is fear. And you could try writing down why you're jealous of someone, and dissecting why are you jealous of that person. Then try imagining yourself without the jealousy and how you would be different. If you're jealous, let's just take it right to the really surface level. If I wasn't jealous of their beauty, then I would feel beautiful. I would be beautiful. It's just a completely surface thing. Well, why are you not? Of course you are. And so there is, or are you measuring yourself against somebody else's values? You know, if you're really honest about what it is, then you're going to discover some valuable information about yourself. You know, and sometimes we can also fantasize about we want another person's life. And that is fantasy, because our higher selves know we don't. So perhaps there's something to, why is it that I'm wanting to place myself in another life? Is there something I'm not looking at? You know, it takes guts to love yourself to the nth degree in this crazy world. It takes guts to look at this, especially when everything seems to be going fine. Why would we want to look at anything else? But if we're not wishing well for others in the world, then something is dragging our vibration down. It's that simple. You know, you came here to learn about love just like everyone else. And anytime you're not being you, then it will be painful. And I can't really talk about jealousy without talking about honesty. It takes guts to be honest and admit those shadowy things about ourselves. We wish only to present and see the best of ourselves. And no one wants to see the icky stuff we pretend isn't there. But I'll tell you, that's where you've trapped some of your brilliance. If you bring it out, be honest, and make a decision, and make a commitment to live from love and not fear, then you will find my way, my friend. I know I did. Living from a loving place is where life is fulfilling. No comparing yourself to others, because they can't be you, and you can't be them. Make a choice to be inspired by others, and what a difference your energetic field will be. You will be vibrating from a clearer place. Anytime there's envy or jealousy, it's a sign that you're not feeling confident, or that on some level you're telling yourself a story, and you don't need to have that story anymore. Can always write a different story. Now, I can remember my dear mom saying, don't get jealous, get inspired. You know, as a young girl, I was the smallest, the least athletic, and really the shyest, if the truth be told. I was extremely sensitive and, well, I'm laughing because as a medium, I'm still just the way I'm still sensitive. It's just that I work with it differently. I appreciate that. You know, someone somewhere, I'm not sure who, because many people say it in regards to being a medium, that the price of sensitivity is sensitivity. And so I'm grateful for that sensitivity. I'm grateful that I can serve in that way. There is some magic in all of the ways that we are. It's just how we work with these, how we dance, and do we clean out our garage or do we empty the garbage? You know, at 4 years of age, I had a friend who was five, and I often played with her, and she lived next door. Excuse me. One day, another girl her age, who I seem to recall her being new in the neighborhood, came to play. She was a year older than me and at least a foot taller, She was tall. And I was next door at my friend's house and we were outside and my friend, I'm just going to call her Myla. I don't know where that name's coming from, but it sounds good. Went inside to get coloring materials because we were going to draw outside. And our new friend, we'll call her Linda, didn't want me there because, I don't know, she was jealous. She wanted her friend to be herself. So she hauled off and punched me as hard as she could in the stomach, at which point I ran crying all the way home. And that's what caused my mom and I to have a discussion about jealousy. And we'd already had lessons on sharing, so I was asking, why wouldn't she want to play all together and share? Why does she want only her there? I did not understand it. And at this point, there was a whole group or gang of us that used to play together. I mean, unless I got left at the bottom of the tree, we were together, right? And so Mom tried to explain to the four-year-old me that she was really suffering. And so she lashed out at me. You know, I think it's taken a lifetime for me to see this really clearly. The four-year-old me forgave her, but I never understood that until I was a young adult that some people, when they're upset, they pull inward. And others, when they're not happy, lash outward. Some of us are unkind to ourselves as a habit, and others may have a habit of being unkind to others. It really is the same thing. Although I'm an ini, or someone, if something's bothering me, I like to go inside and figure it out. But there are people that need to lash out, and that's how they learn, by the way their world reacts to what they do, and that's how they learn. And if you're that kind, then that's the kind you are. It is where we both come from naturally, and knowing which one you are can help you to balance. You know, if you're more an inny and more, you might need more outer influences to bring you some awareness. And if you're an outer expressor, then you might need more inner time. So I think many of you would agree we need more love in the world. And I know that some even want to see world peace. But the bottom line is, we need to work on our own stuff first if we want to make the world a better place. There is so much fear in the world, in the minds of humans. Where there is fear, there is no love. Every emotion can be sorted to be either love or fear. You know, so many years ago, I read the classic Love is Letting Go of Fear. Maybe you read it too. And after reading it, I would refer to it when I had an emotion, wasn't sure how to classify. So I lived working through a list of emotions and working to identify if they were love or fear. And so trying to understand what was going on. What does this feel like? What does that feel like? If we have envy or fear, then our soul's calling us to do some personal work. If you're in a helping profession, that's great. And in the big picture, it's great that so many of us are working towards making a better world. I live by Gandhi's statement, we must be the change you wish to see in the world. And many people agree nowadays that we are one. And we're moving out of a time when we think only of ourselves. And we still see the type of perspective where people are thinking only for themselves, or what we could talk about, a win-lose attitude versus the win-win attitude. The win-lose attitude is never going to make the world what we really like it to be. It doesn't work. There doesn't have to be a winner and a loser. And I know so many people that prefer the win-win. I have to say, I've met so many young people as well, that this is just natural to them. Win-win, working together for common goals. And that is everyone is needed in that. If we all work towards win-win, if we're all doing something, then we are making things better from a collective perspective. Because we are a collective, whether aware of it or not. You know, as my work as a medium, I know that we are one. I feel that oneness in connecting with the spirit world. I know we are one. So maybe we can just go over some things to help motivate you when we come back from this break and talk about how it can help you to get through in this wild and crazy world. Okay, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Thanks for staying with me.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back for the last section here. So we're talking about moving into a lighter vibration, being aware of these feelings that we may not wish, we may wish we didn't have. And we are each individual expressions of a oneness. So it doesn't matter how any type of envy comes to us or how we feel that. It really is a gift, if you feel that, to show you the way back to you. You know, first of all, taking the attitude of self-responsibility is so important. If you feel someone else is responsible for your life being unhappy, then you can't change a thing. But you can take your power back and just take the attitude that it's your life and you're in charge. Yes, take your power back. And that's most important when working with emotions that feel heavy or negative or undesirable. But don't judge yourself. If you live in a world where you judge everything you do as, am I coming from this good place? Am I in love and light? Am I not? If you're living in some rigid way, then you may not want to be honest about it. It's really important to know yourself in that way. And I think that's what that, you know, that which you bring forth shall save you, and that which you bury will destroy you. Really knowing oneself and being able to see it all and admit it frees us. We are free to choose. I can't say enough about that. I could just say that 10 more times. So take a moment to be grateful of the awareness of something that you could let go of. You know, you could right now have someone perhaps in your mind or a situation in your mind that makes you feel less than. What makes you feel that way? What is it that you're giving away in that? Where are you feeling disempowered? Because you are a unique expression of the divine. If you feel unhappy or heavy, then there's a part of you that's already forgotten this. And that's okay. Because it happens all the time. We have to reset. Remind yourself of who you really are. And don't get caught into the game of trying to compare whether that person is working in a spiritual way or not, because we're all learning different experiences here. You know, I laugh when people share how someone went on a Do you know how many well-known musicians and performers work their butts off just to be suddenly discovered? Things are not what they seem. That's why it's called the entertainment industry. It's entertainment. But there is, however, a great documentary made about singers trying to make it called 20 Feet from Stardom. If you've seen it and you loved it, I'd love to hear a comment from you on that. But it does give a more realistic picture of what people may go through. But isn't it funny that some of us would think we want to be in someone else's shoes? And that kind of reminds me of, what is it, the old Twilight Zone shows. And I think they would illustrate a wish, somebody have a wish granted, and then they would take it to the distorted level of your wish is granted. I mean, I can remember saying when I was a kid that I could eat macaroni and cheese every night, that it was my favorite. My sister made the best macaroni and cheese, and I would like to eat it forever. Now, if my wish had been granted, I probably would be so sick of eating macaroni and cheese and would say, oh, but now in the Twilight Zone, that's what I would get every day. So there's always two sides to everything. But, you know, getting out of the mode of comparison, you know, it's pretty common. If you grew up learning, it's how you did next to the other kids. You know, this person did well. You know, some of the schools try not to do that anymore. Depends where you are. Let's honor each individual child, but And that's two sides to the fact that some schools don't want to give out awards or ribbons, because from that point of view, what is there to attain if everyone gets one? But the hidden fact is, well, that's one side of it, but the other side of it is a comparison to everyone else. And the more we live from just being more of us without comparison to others, the freer we are. Because your path might seem similar to another's and be actually very, very different. You may be drawing completely different experiences because that's what you want to have. You know, well, how about the fact that I was never meant to be an athlete? Wow. You know, it's funny because I would end up tackling that belief and become quite athletic in my early 20s. And I remember thinking, I grew up thinking, well, I'm not good at any of this. But I ended up being a fitness instructor and I was in great shape and I just gravitated towards doing things that I love to do in fitness and I was good at it. But my experience was I didn't fit into the mold and so discounted it. So I blew past that one. Comparison is more mind-based. Some people say ego-based, but I don't want to be ego-shaming here because that word is so charged. And it's just for awareness that you may need some more support or motivation if you're now comparing yourself. It is possible to motivate yourself by comparison, trying to beat someone else, but this will never bring true happiness. Because the race you're running is with yourself. Always has been, always will be. You know, believe in you. Every time you think you're less than or you can't, well, you're giving yourself a no vote and you're telling the universe that you don't want something. It's a big pill to swallow to tell yourself that your life is all your own making. But it doesn't mean you've caused everything. But simply taking responsibility for your choices actually does give you your own power back. So if you're judging things as, well, I wish my life wasn't where it is or anything, then you're kind of, you know, get out of your own way there. It is what it is. I made these choices. I'm going to make some other choices because you have the power to do that. It's not thrust upon you. You know, if you like what you've created, great. But if it's no, then you have the power to change it. And I absolutely believe that a joyful life is possible. It's essential. We are here to experience and express ourselves. You know, it gets me thinking. I'm always open to the lesson, as I call it. But I realized, I brought that up the other night. I was talking to someone that perhaps it isn't the right word, because when I say, I'm having a lesson, it simply means I'm open to the experience I'm having. I am no way implying that the lesson has a right, a wrong, a pass, a fail, or judgment of some kind on it. I mean, I adopted this way of thinking a long time ago. Instead of looking at, did I pass or did I fail, I've looked at what could I learn. I was the kind of student in university that if I could get an A, if I followed ding, 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 but I'd really learn more, if I went this way, I'd get a B. I would always go for the B because learning is experiencing to me, but it doesn't have a pass-fail. And I adopted this way of thinking a long time ago to keep my mind quiet so I could be open to the experience. So raising your vibration, what does that mean to you? Now, being a music person and sound person, I feel my vibration shift easily with music. And Most people would agree that music is powerful that way. But raising your vibration is not funny. My voice trying to talk and bleh, things are coming. Okay. Raising your vibration is natural to you and to everyone. So is feeling low or down or in a lower vibration. But anything you're carrying on, holding on to, is extra weight. Time to let it go. So just make a vow right now that anytime you feel a less than thought, you could perhaps say something positive. I could do that if I wanted to. I might want to contemplate doing that. Just turn it back the other way, because you are powerful beyond measure. And the chances are that that's more frightening to you than anything else. Sometimes we keep ourselves stuck within belief systems so that we won't move forward because it's what we know. So how about if you play this game of right now, if I had no fear, I would fill it in. And maybe after the show, just sit for a few minutes and write that out. Let yourself dream. Perhaps you can become realistic and take a first step towards a dream or deepening of a dream. Just keep feeling what you'd like it to be. I can't say enough about be grateful for your life now, because it's all there for you to appreciate. Or perhaps something is showing up and saying, I want to let go of something. I want some change here. You know, it's interesting. If you look into an astrology chart, when you look under what might reference past life, what you did in the past, where you're trying to get to, ultimately that person will say, oh, this is already going on in my life. Because it's almost as if we set it up. So whether you believe in past life or not, it'll be there under what we consider past life. Guess what? I don't want to do that again. You know, in the early 90s, I think I read a book called, I think it was the early 90s, I read a book called Meeting the Shadow, and I ultimately did my own shadow work for about 6 months. Yeah, 6 months. Some people thought, what are you doing? I had a friend who really didn't want to look at their shadow and so was uncomfortable and would make these derogatory remarks. And I just, you know, it was fine with me. We all have our stuff, right? But that book affected me so profoundly. I discovered how we can trap a belief or a part of ourselves in our shadow. Carl Jung described it. By the age of 2 or 3, we have discarded what we feel is not acceptable. But sometimes that flip side is that that comes out. Ever know anybody who maybe when they're loaded, they change, their shadow side comes out? Because we never really bury these parts of ourselves, but we disown them. But when we disown parts of ourselves, we take the power away. By reclaiming, we bring it back. So we can look at life lessons and say, okay, I had this experience, but, you know, it's important to admit. It's kind of hard to go in this short time with the shadow. We might have to do more about that. So, you know, Eckhart Tolle talks about the pain body as collective consciousness. There is our collective shadow. There's our shadow. You know, the things you don't like about others might be the things that are keeping you trapped, the energy of it. And that is just a whole other show. Maybe I just won't go down that one. But honesty is key to the mind to find out what it is that we're burying. So stay committed to that. That's a huge task. And we all have a set of belief systems, and they need revising from time to time. Do you see God as a higher power the way you did at 5 years of age? Probably not. Look after your spirit. You can still stand up for what's important to you. But don't allow yourself to be drained by the world around you, and don't blame others for this either, because we're all complicit in everything. You know, where we place our intention definitely gets our intention. Remember, your higher self or good self is trying to align you to a better place. And I always say, call in those loved ones for strength and accept it and nurture your own knowing and stay inspired. You know? I'm so glad that you spent this time with me, and I encourage you to spend some quiet time with yourself, just thinking about those things that might be on the periphery of your consciousness or maybe not aware of. If you can't think of any, maybe what drives you crazy about people, and think there might be some judgments, or maybe you're living more rigid because of that. I hope you have a very good week. Thank you so much for joining me. Much love. Stand in your sunlight. Until next week.